Okay. Your name is
Psychoma
from Covenant. And on the cover, I noticed you were wearing a pentagram. Are you associated with Satanism in any way?
On a certain level, we are associated. I wouldn't say that we promote Satanism like as our main purpose, you know, but there are elements of Satanism in Covenant. Mind of modern Satanism, you know, not. It's more social Satanism. It's not really religious, you know. It's more a point of view towards society and morals in general, you know. It's more related to Church of Satan and OTO and stuff like that.
Okay. How do you feel about the automatic link between black metal and non-Christian philosophies? Fuck that picture. I'll take that.
The link is obvious because that's the root of the black metal scene, you know. It's non-Christian ideas and values, but I think black metal or extreme metal, I don't think we play black metal, but I mean the basis was rebellion against society and Christian values and morals and shit like that, you know, so I think there's a link there, but there's much more to it than that, you know. It's an art form and it's a genre and it's music, you know, so I think for us, you know, we don't want to be pigeonholed as a anti-something band, you know. We are what we are, you know, and people can be anti-whatever, you know, we're just here, so,
true.
I don't know.
Okay. This is your first North American tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
How's it going so far?
I think it's really great, actually. It's escalating to a real point of greatness. I think, you know, we started out, it's okay, and it's just grown and grown on us, actually.
Okay.
We did LA yesterday, and that was really wicked. So we feel that there's a bus going on, so we feel very confident about this tour, actually.
Okay.
In Europe, anyway.
Why did so many members of the band leave after Nexus Polaris came out?
Well, they didn't leave, they were fired, actually.
Really?
Yeah. We wanted to cut all the loose cords with that we had associations with a whole number of different bands, you know. We had the whole super group whatever thing going, and we wanted really to focus hard upon Covenant as a unit, you know. So we cut all the loose ends and really, you know, cut away the people that weren't going to be dedicated to Covenant as their main purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty much it. We just wanted to keep the core of the band focused, you know, and that's, you know, so like Psychons or Nagash's thing with Dimmu Borgir, he wanted to really focus upon this band, you know, so, you know, being in a lot of bands don't really give the time to concentrate, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Your new album, Animatronic, is very different from your previous work, more industrial, less black metal. What inspired the change?
What inspired the change? I don't know, everything, nothing, you know, just general movements, general ideas, our own fucked up ideas. We came to a point where we felt that the whole black metal, dark metal scene was saturated to such a point, you know, that we wanted to really move ahead and take the next level. I think, you know, it's, for us, we did Nexus Polaris, and that was more or less for us the highlight of the dark metal scene, or at least what we thought we could achieve within that genre, you know. So we wanted to take our own ideas and push them into the future and really make it sound more distinguished as Covenant and not some black metal band, you know.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with black metal or whatever, you know, but
obviously,
you know, yeah, obviously, but fuck that, you know, we just do whatever we want to do, you know.
Do you think you'll ever play with Dimmu Borgir again?
As on a tour, something, no, I don't think so. That would be a real, well, we have played with them in festivals and stuff, but that would be a really weird, not conflict of interest, but he would be, I don't know, too fucked up, you know.
Is there a lot of tension between?
No, actually not. No, we're good friends and everything.
Okay.
Everything is cool, you know, but, well, we just don't see ourselves, you know, fitting well, very well together. I don't know. We might appear on festivals and shit with them, but as far as touring with them, I don't think so. And also there would be some, I guess, you know, who would headline and do whatever, you know. I don't know. I don't think that will happen.
Did the Swedish band Covenant threaten to sue? Is that the reason for the name change?
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, they did. Well, actually, our record company, you know, whipped out on them. They basically said that if you don't change the name, then we don't release the album because we're going to get fucked up, you know, so.
Yeah.
So they just fucked us and we said, screw you, you know, so.
Your bio says the lineup is bassist vocalist Lex Icon, formerly known as Nagash, guitarist Psychoma, which is you, formerly known as Blackheart, and the drummer Von Blomberg. formerly known as Hellhammer.
Yeah.
What do the new names mean, and why did you decide to change them?
It was just right for us. We didn't really sit down and change it, you know, like the name, the band name.
Probably like a drunken thing or what?
A drunken thing? No, not really.
That's how I do everything. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah.
No, actually, it's just part of the development in the band, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I felt disconnected with my old stage name, you know. I didn't feel that it represented me in the band or whatever we wanted to express, you know. So for me, Psychoma is personification of the mental world today. And, you know, it's Psychicoma, actually, for me, you know. I personify myself as a mummified zombie of the new generation, you know. So that's how I see it, my role in the band, you know.
It's pretty. What does the future hold for Covenant?
Future, hopefully, will hold glory, glory, glory. I don't know. I mean, we'll just keep on pushing our thing, you know. We want to take everything to the highest level we can, you know. You know, we're doing what we do, and we just want to push it and get the music out there and really kick some ass, you know. Just spread our ideas, our messages, and really reach out, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you.